welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined once again by our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. And, you know, the Wilner Window is aired on WOR here in New York City, and it's simulcast down to WGKA in Atlanta. And the 800 number, as I've always said, works down in Atlanta. 1-800-321-0710. Okay. Let's talk to Martha from Plainfield, New Jersey. Hey, Martha.
Hi.
Hi.
I listen to you guys all the time.
I
learn a lot.
We like you right away.
I wanted to ask a question about vitamin E.
Sure.
I've been taking it practically all my life, since I was in my teens and I'm an old lady.
Mm-hmm.
But last week you were talking, I couldn't get through, you were talking about natural. And I'm wondering, is acetate, the alpha tocopherol acetate, mm-hmm. is that natural? Don't sound natural to me.
It's a natural form of vitamin E, but it's not a complete complex of the vitamin E.
Uh-huh.
So the way you tell a natural from synthetic is you look at the label and it says D-alpha tocopherol acetate or DL-alpha tocopherol acetate.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Which one?
It says DL-alpha tocopherol, and then it says acetate.
That's synthetic.
Really?
That's synthetic, made in a laboratory.
That's what I was afraid of.
That's not the preferred form. You want to take a natural one,
uh-huh.
and you want to take one that has, it's from mixed tocopherols.
Mixed tocopherols. That's what I got to look for? Well, I can get them from Wilner's.
Yes, you
what have you got there?
Oh, we got Just Ask for Vitamin E mixed tocopherols.
Okay.
And now, we have it by a bunch of different companies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay.
I will do that. I'll call and order some.
All right.
Now, I was listening to the fella talking about shingles,
mm-hmm.
and this is fascinating, but you would be amazed at how many pediatricians do not know that it is contagious. I know because I took my little nephew there to his pediatrician with his mother, of course, and they didn't have a car or transportation, so I took them. And he lifted his little T-shirt to show me the little rash on his chest. Now, he goes into the pediatrician, and he comes out. And I said, what did the doctor say? And she tells me, the mother, that it's not contagious. And I'm here to tell you that within 2 weeks' time, everybody in her family had shingles. Her mother had it in her eyes. Her daughter had it in her ears. And I got it on my chest.
Oh, my.
So I'm saying, I called my doctor. And I said, hey, doc, is shingles contagious? He said, of course. It's a chickenpox virus. And then I thought back to when my son was born. My daughter had chickenpox at home. And I asked my pediatrician, is it better I don't go home? I should go to a motel for a few days until she's over the chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no. He's immune for the first year. Well, he ended up not with chickenpox, but with shingles. And he had that rash on his chest.
Interesting.
And he was the most miserable baby I ever had. If I'd had him first, I'd have never had another child. He never slept. He screamed all the time like the pins were hurting, sticking in his diaper.
Oh, my. Well.
And he scared the bejabbers out of me.
Oh, my.
And I didn't know. And the doctor kept saying he's hungry. Feed
yeah.
him. So they don't realize that that's contagious.
Well, thanks so much for sharing that with us, Martha.
And I also want to tell you that my doctor gave me something that helped.
Okay.
And he gave me a prescription. I went to the pharmacist to pick it up, and he said, lots of luck. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, well, I've got people that come in for 5 years that are suffering with shingles.
Well, look, I'm glad that it helped you.
Yeah, and what he gave me, and I don't remember the name, it was about 7 years ago, is the product that they give to people, that's why I want to tell you this, that have transplants. If you had a heart or a kidney or a lung or whatever transplanted, they give you something, so and you have to take it for the rest of your life
so
that your body doesn't reject that transplant.
Okay.
Now, I said, what's that going to do for me, Doc? Because I ask questions.
Okay, Martha, thanks so much, but we need to get on. Thanks so much for that call. All right, I wonder what it is. It's, what do they use, Cytoxan? They use,
use various immune suppressant drugs, and those are too dangerous, I think, to be using ordinarily for shingles.
Yeah.
So we don't really know what they gave her.
Yeah. Okay, next we have Valerie from Denville, New Jersey. Hi, Valerie.
Hi there. Wait, let me shut off the speakerphone. I'm calling to find out if overdoing any supplement or supplements would cause burning and tingling in the feet, a couple of different things happen. My shins get cold, and then the whole lower leg that's expanded somewhat, or it's more than it used to just be my shins, and now the whole lower leg gets cold, but not all the way up to the knee. It started with my toes in the wintertime. And it didn't matter what I had on my feet. My toes felt like they had turned into ice cubes. And then I wear socks, and my feet were perspiring so much that the socks get wet, and that makes the feet feel even colder.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, last night I was awake most of the night. My feet were burning and tingling all night, and that has come and gone. Now, in January I had a physical, and I have the results of the blood test here. And I, from listening to Dr. Ash, I know that the thyroid test they do in a normal blood test don't tell the whole story. So I thought, well, maybe my thyroid's a little low, and I added inositol hexanicotinate, the no-flush niacin, to my regimen. And I'm wondering if I thought that was helping, but boy, I might be
all right.
Might be worse. I'm making it worse.
Okay, Valerie, it looks like you need to be evaluated by a physician who can hopefully understand all of this. And I know somebody who's sitting around the studio here, so we'll ask him if he might be that type of guy.
Yes, but I think any good family doctor internist could get you a start with this. Now, we don't know if you have decreased blood flow in your legs. We don't know if you might have problems with the nerves. There's something called reflex sympathetic dystrophy, where the sympathetic nervous system discharges and you might sweat and the blood vessels contract. It's hard to know what this is. I don't think there's anything in the normal vitamin, mineral, supplement type family that would do this.
I thought you were going to say, do you have diabetes?
That's among the things that can do it. I was trying to think of the name in the Middle Ages when they ate this stuff in the. Well, I don't want to even get illustrative on that.
Right.
No, you need to be evaluated, basically.
Well, he gave me a prescription for tests for PAD. And I don't have a computer, but a friend of mine printed out a whole bunch of information about PAD.
Yeah.
And cold feet is not one of them. And I have no leg pain, which is a major thing with PAD. I don't have pain and cramping and all the other things that it says in this literature. And I have a Merck manual, too. I looked everything up in that. I'm worried that it might be diabetes.
That has to be checked, too. But PAD can give you cold feet. If there's a constriction of the arterial flow, normally you would also expect to find some pain, and you don't. But I think it's quite reasonable that the doctor goes down the list. Did he not do any blood tests?
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah. I have the blood. I always get a copy.
Right. So the blood sugar was okay, right?
And everything is normal except the mean platelet volume, which was 7.2. The range is 7.5 to 11.5.
Yeah, that's not important.
That's what
I thought. But it shows that you don't have diabetes, right?
The urine was negative for glucose, and the blood glucose serum.
Yes.
Actually, it was on the cut with 99.
Yeah, okay. You're fine with that.
That yeah. isn't going to be causing yeah. that severe kind of nerve damage.
Now, that was back in January, and this is
yeah.
June.
Yeah, so what you have, Valerie, needs to be evaluated by a physician. Either someone complimentary like Dr. Podell or your family
yeah.
physician. But you need, as Dr. Podell said, you need to go down the line, rule out the arteries, rule out the nerves, and then you can, it's going to be probably somewhere there, but you know, somebody has to diagnose it. All right, thanks so much for that call, Valerie. Okay, it's time for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C is the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. American Health products now on sale at Wilner Chemists, 30% off list price. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We shall return in just a moment.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
And before we continue, I want to first point out that one of our favorite Jarrow products, Pomgard, the pomegranate concentrate capsules, are now on sale at one-half price. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals and Enzymatic Therapy, the full line, on sale at 35% off list. American Health, Camacare, Natrol, Home Health, Nature's Way, Bork and Taffel, the full lines at 30% off list. And there's more. You can check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And do you have our current product reference catalog? You can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com. You can subscribe online. Even better, visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. The Manhattan store, our Midtown store, is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store, 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and a trust. Nutritional supplement professionals will start taking your call shortly.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength, and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega 7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega 7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And some good news, the full line of New Chapter supplements now on sale at 25% off list at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And you are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York and WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. And you Atlanta folks, we didn't get a call from Atlanta today, so get on the horn. Okay, our next caller is John from Queens.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Great, great show.
Thank you.
I want to avoid the CAT scan to check a possible liver, possible tumor in the liver, and probably will take a biopsy. Would MRI, which is safer, be utilized and give the same result?
Well, I think a CAT scan is probably better, but that's really a question for the doctor. And I think in the context of what you're talking about, one shot of radiation for the CAT scan is not, you know, an important thing, and they're trying to figure out if there's a tumor or not. Okay, so I think I would go ahead and do what the doctor says. I don't think the MRI would be as good as the CAT scan in this case.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, John, thanks for the call. Next, we have Paula calling from Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have been diagnosed as having osteoporosis, and I went to the to your wellness store in Manhattan and the other day, and I spoke to someone there and said that I wanted 1,000 units of vitamin D3. And he gave me that. And when I got home, I noticed, I looked at the ingredients, and it says that it's derived from cod liver oil, which is understandable. But then I was puzzled about the sheep wool. It mentions sheep wool on the label. And I was concerned about this.
Hmm. Okay, what are you concerned about?
Is there lanolin or something? Is there a sheep product in the vitamin?
Sorry?
Okay, what's your question, Paula?
Well, I wanted to know if it's because it seems to have other effects on different parts of your body, like the kidneys and I know all that sort of thing. And I was wondering if it's okay for me to take it.
Well, if it's okay to take the vitamin D?
Yes, sir.
Of course.
No, she says there's sheep wool.
Yeah, that's what it has on the label, that it's derived from cod liver oil and sheep wool.
Okay, so that's fine.
It is?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you won't get it stuck in your throat or anything.
I understand that. Yeah. I was just concerned because I was rather surprised to see that, you know.
No, sheep wool is a source of vitamin D.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you get vitamin D from the oil
of the
sheep.
The,
you know, the lanolin.
I see. Oh, yes, I know about the lanolin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also have I've had a quadruple bypass. So I was wondering if vitamin D would have any effect on the heart like that.
Not negatively.
Not negatively. Mm-hmm. So then it would be safe for me to take it and, of course, have my doctor check me out every so often regarding the levels of the D.
Absolutely. You've been listening to the show. Good.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I listen to you every Sunday so long as I'm home. And I enjoy going to your store very much.
Well, thank you very much, Paula.
Well, thank you, sir. And then I won't have any qualms about taking it, just once a day, as it says on the label. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, and thank you, Paula. All right, 1-800-321-0710 or 1-800-321-0710. Either way, give us a call. We love hearing from you. And next we have Peggy from Valley Cottage.
Hello, doctor.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi. I have just been diagnosed with lacto intolerance. I've had a problem for a while. I thought it was a calcium I was taking. I thought it was peanut butter, etc. But they said to get off milk and see what happened. So that was all right for a little while. Then I had like an egg and cheese, and I had a problem. Then I had a baked potato with cheddar cheese and broccoli. I had a problem. And a lot of stuff I'm eating, I have a problem, but I do get off the milk. So I was wondering, is there a product I can take that I can still eat what I usually eat?
There's a product a number of companies make called lactase enzyme, which helps you digest some of the lactose in the milk or in whatever dairy product you're eating. Okay, however, that doesn't mean you can go and have a, you know, two glasses of milk.
Oh, well, milk I never cared for.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't that much lactose in most cheeses. It's mostly fat and protein, a little bit of carbohydrates. So I'm surprised that the cheese is bothering you that much.
I was, too, because then I had a grilled cheese sandwich, and I was fine.
Well, okay, I think you should get some lactase pills.
Yeah.
And you should take them... you know, take one or two before you have a cheese platter and see if that matters, makes a difference. It may be that you're more sensitive to a wider variety of things. It's not just lactose that you may be reacting to.
I had cake. Would that have triggered anything?
Well, I guess they put milk products in there.
I had a roast beef sandwich.
Okay, you know what? We need to pause for a break here because we have to check on traffic. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American and Home Health, your source of genuine Ester C supplements, and they're on sale right now at 30% off list price.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Looking for an easy and fun way to get the benefits of EGCG-rich tea? T-Zen is the answer. That's T-E-A-Z-E-N. T-Zen is a totally different experience that makes drinking tea fun. T-Zen is a concentrated liquid white tea brimming with the super antioxidant EGCG. In fact, one serving of T-Zen has 8 times the EGCG of a typical cup of regular black tea. T-Zen comes in convenient dropper bottles. There are 6 delicious flavors and special combinations with no artificial sweeteners or preservatives. All are calorie-free and decaffeinated. Choose from the following formulas: energizing, beauty, immunity, vitamin C, wellness, antioxidant, stress, or night. Check out the details on our website, wilner.com, under T-Zen. Click the info button. Try all 6 T-Zen formulas. You'll like them.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as you try to get across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge, looks like it's still going to cost you about 30 minutes for the upper deck heading into town. Lower deck still about a 15-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel down to a 5-minute backup, and over at the Holland Tunnel, a 15 to 20-minute delay. That's going to be in both directions. In the five boroughs, got lots of street fares, especially in Manhattan. Madison Avenue between 23rd and 41st down, 3rd between 66th and 86th, 6th between West 42nd and 56th. And if you're in Queens, we've got a parade going on. 37th Avenue is closed between 89th and 90th Streets. Cross Bronx Expressway, westbound side, tough go. Bruckner up to the GW Bridge, eastbound side off the bridge into Jerome Avenue. And the New England Thruway, northbound side, Country Club Road into Gun Hill Road. You're going to have to deal with some company. Van Wyck, both directions, Conduit Avenue to Queens Boulevard. Overall, not too bad for you. And getting across the Tappan Zee Bridge right now, I'm not seeing any delays through Westchester County. Looks like everything's in very good shape for you as well. Mass Transit's on time. I'm Bill
Looking
Powers.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact. ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact. The nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here answering your questions on the Wilner Window. And before the break, we were talking to Peggy about lactose intolerance. You're still there, Peggy?
I am, Doctor. What about eggs?
Eggs are not lactose.
No, it isn't. So anyway, you say this latex?
Lactase enzyme.
Oh, lactase.
Lactase enzyme, it's available from a couple of companies. Natural Factors has a lactase enzyme. You take it right before you, you're going to have some dairy, and it'll help you to have some of the dairy. So if you're really sensitive, you know, and you need to put a little milk in your coffee and that bothers you.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, you can take an enzyme, and that will help with that.
Oh, okay, doctor. That's natural.
Yep, it's a natural enzyme.
Enzyme. Thank you very much.
All right, Peggy. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And next we have Victoria from Manhattan.
Good afternoon, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay. I recently took a blood test, and it reflected that I had a high iron binding capacity of 800, which is twice as high, I believe. So my question to you is, what are the possible causes, and what do I need to do to correct it?
You have two possible causes. One is you're anemic. The second is you're pregnant.
No.
So, then if you're not pregnant, then you're probably anemic. You're probably lacking iron.
Okay.
And there are probably other ways. That is, in certain inflammatory conditions, these binding proteins will go up. Was the ratio of your iron to iron binding capacity abnormal?
Yes.
Was it low?
It was high.
Was mean you had a lot of iron?
Yes.
And even more iron binding capacity.
Yes.
Okay, and what did the doctor say?
Well, you know, I just got the blood test a couple of days ago, so I need to do some further investigation.
Okay, talk to the doctor. I'm not sure what the likely reason is. Hematologists would definitely know. But first, talk to your doctor. It can be a perfectly benign situation. It's high in both. And you say the ratio was the iron to iron binding capacity ratio was how much?
800.
No, that's the iron binding capacity. How much was the iron level?
Oh, I think it was somewhere like 800. Does that sound reasonable to you?
Well,
I don't have my blood test in front of me.
Okay.
Remember,
you'll have to look at this with the doctor, but it isn't likely that the iron level was 800. The iron binding capacity might have been 800.
Okay.
And what's important, really, is the ratio between the two. And that would tell you whether there's a real iron deficiency or not.
Okay.
So get it out, sit down with the doctor, and then we'll see where that goes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Victoria. And next we have Jane calling from Merrick, Long Island.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Good, Jane. How are you?
Okay, well, I'm fine except for a little problem. I have my estrogen for the treatment of urethral atrophy, and they told me that's the only thing that they can do for it. And I'm getting intermittent bacterial and yeast infections, and we think it's the estrogen is the cause. And I can't stay on these medicines all my life, and I want to know what I can do while taking the estrogen. What could I do to prevent myself? Should I take acidophilus?
Where is the infection?
Vaginal yeast infection and bacterial.
Yes, definitely take acidophilus, and there are even some acidophilus products that are meant to be inserted into the vagina.
Oh, really?
Yes.
My doctors don't know this stuff.
Well, that's why you called us.
Okay.
If your doctors knew it, you wouldn't have to call us.
Yeah, the other important thing is a low-carbohydrate diet and make sure that your blood sugar isn't too high.
Oh, it's okay. I've had a physical one. Yeah, that was okay. Now, I've had trouble with preparations that, you know, are taken vaginally. I seem to, either I'm allergic to them or I'm very sensitive to them, but I can't tolerate it. I don't know why. So I don't know that I could, you know, use the.
Well, they're not. It's you know, I'm not telling you to waste your money, but these things really aren't that expensive.
Right.
You know, so if you tried one of them, you'd find out.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's
suffer for about 24 hours.
I wouldn't want you to do that.
Okay, how much acidophilus would I take by mouth?
Well, I would take one of the real robust products.
Uh-huh.
We advertised two of them today. There is the Gyrodophilus CDS from Gyro.
Okay.
And there's the Primadophilus product.
Okay.
It's called Primadophilus Intensive.
Intensive. Okay.
Okay. Both of those, either of those, and there's other, you know, other companies.
Mm-hmm.
We have refrigerators of the stuff in the store full of it. So from many, many different companies. But those are just two very good products that I know about.
And what dosage do you take?
Of the real robust ones, one a day is fine.
Oh, one a day. So that's like how many million of the...
A billion.
A billion, yeah.
100 billion.
Because I have a product here called Pearls, and it's a billion. And
okay, you have Acidophilus Pearls from Enzymatic Therapy?
Yes.
Okay. By all means, you can use... That's another product you can use. Just take a few of those at a time.
A few?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because it says one. One a day. Okay, so
don't forget, you're using it therapeutically.
Right,
You're not using it, you know, people take acidophilus sort of prophylactically.
Mm-hmm, I see.
You know, but you have a potentially serious thing going on.
I would just keep taking this with the estrogen as long as I'm taking the estrogen.
As long as it looks like it's doing some good, sure.
Okay. And is there any? Do you know of any other treatment for this atrophy problem?
I will turn that over to Dr.
Okay.
Mandel.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now, atrophy of what is this? Is it vaginal atrophy?
Urethral, I think.
Urethral.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that actually. You've seen a urologist, I assume?
Just tell me go to the gynecologist. The gynecologist tell me go to the urologist.
So go to the urologist.
I
really don't know. I mean, vaginal atrophy is common, and that improves with estrogen. So I don't really know about urethral atrophy or even whether that's the correct diagnosis.
Causes it... It causes the whole area down there, but that's why it wasn't really giving me like a problem. Like the urethral atrophy is just horrible. You feel like you have to go to the bathroom every 15 minutes. It's not your bladder. It's something right in the urethra.
Well, then the urologist needs to look, see. Maybe there's some scar tissue in there that's causing this. The urologist has the tools to tell you that.
Yeah. Well, the couple that I went to, all they wanted to do is one told me to go back to the gynecologist, the other one told me I needed to be stretched, and then my internist told me that by stretching you can cause strictures eventually, or you build up scar tissue, and then that can cause a problem. But
that can be. On the other hand, the stretching can be very helpful.
Okay.
Mostly it works out okay.
It does.
Mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
But again, you need a urologist you have confidence in.
Yes, well, that's been hard. I went to two of them, and they weren't very helpful. And so, okay, well, I'm going to try the acidophilus and see if that can just help with the, take the estrogen along with the acidophilus, and hopefully that'll help.
Okay.
But, all right, thank you very much for your information.
Okay, good luck. And next we have Lillian calling from Commack, Long Island.
Hi there.
Hi.
I listen to your program every week. You're very informative.
Thank you.
I have a friend in Florida that doesn't get your program.
Well, that's because it doesn't air down in Florida.
Yeah, I know.
However,
if
your friend has a computer, she can listen over the Internet.
Oh, okay. In the meantime, she's been diagnosed with neuropathy. Very painful, and I was wondering if there's a supplement that can help in this problem.
Where is her neuropathy?
In her feet, going up her legs.
Ah.
And do we know what it's due to?
Don't know.
Okay.
She had a couple of knee surgeries. They did sever a nerve, during one of the procedures, and very, very painful.
Okay, the, you know, I'm going to just list some of the nutritionally relevant treatments for neuropathy. This may not apply to whatever her neuropathy is caused by.
Okay.
Most of this derives from the diabetes literature.
She doesn't have diabetes.
Well, I understand, but I'm saying there have been no studies done on her particular form of neuropathy in the sense that we don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
There have been a lot of studies with diabetes. And so, for instance, lipoic acid.
Folic?
Lipoic. L-I-P-O-I-C.
P-L-I-C.
You want the doctor to check the vitamin B12 level and also the thiamine level, which is vitamin B1. Fish oil is probably useful. Carnitine, which is an energy-related nutrient, is probably useful. And help me out, Arnie. What else?
Yeah. Well, the oil, borage oil, you know, the primrose
oil. Yeah, right.
Of
there's a good study on the primrose oil as being helpful in diabetic neuropathy. And then, of course, obviously you need to see, I'm sure she has seen a doctor, and they can check for other odd causes of neuropathy.
Okay, you got the whole list, Lillian.
Yeah, I'm right fast. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks so much for that call. Okay, it's time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We take questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition in general. Give us a call. This is Arnie Githomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We both shall return after these messages.
Looking for an easier way to eliminate digestive problems? Maintaining digestive balance and regularity takes more than cutting out problem foods. Help your body make the most of your nutrition and feel your best with stomach-friendly probiotics, acidophilus formulas from American Health. These high-quality probiotics are formulated with up to 20 billion live organisms per serving to help your body get more nourishment from your food and more energy for your life. American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. There are billions of good reasons to turn to American Health. Look for stomach-friendly probiotic capsules or liquid supplements in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. And for convenient on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Rather than take a one-size-fits-all multiple, why not take one that employs a more personalized approach by considering your unique nutritional requirements? Blue Bonnet has achieved this by developing five new multivitamin and mineral formulas under its targeted multiples line, which takes into account age, gender, diet, and lifestyle. There is a multiple formula for men called Men's Choice and one for women called Ladies' Choice, in addition to a multiple vitamin for vegetarians called Veggie Choice, and two separate formulas for men and women in their prime called Ageless Choice for men and women 50 plus. This new line of targeted multiples from Blue Bonnet provides over 50 crucial vitamins, minerals, and proprietary nutrients specifically addressing each of your individual dietary needs and health concerns. So now personalized nutrition has just gotten easier when it comes to fulfilling your specific nutritional requirements. Blue Bonnet's new targeted multiples allows you to make the right choice
every time. You can find Bluebonnet supplements at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Before we move on, a quick reminder about another interesting product from Bluebonnet. Trimology licorice flavonoid has been shown in human studies to lower abdominal fat accumulation.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And this is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're on the Wilner Window here on WOR. And let's talk to Olga from Queens. You're live on the Wilner Window, Olga.
Thank you for taking my call. I have pain in my legs and my feet, more or less. I've been to a rheumatologist, and they just don't give me any answers. What can I do?
Did they take your money?
Oh, of course.
I know.
Yeah. Pain in your feet.
They're right there, in my feet, and really going up my legs a little bit, you know, up my leg, you know, halfway up the leg, sort of. But my feet are numb, more or less, numb and what should I say, numb and stiff, like, you know. Yeah. When I walk, I have to get up very carefully and start my walking, you know.
Well, okay, I don't really know what kind of evaluation the rheumatologist did.
A nerve damage they gave. They came up with nerve damage.
Okay. And that may be.
Is there anything that I should be taking or anything? Because they don't give me any answers at all.
So they said you have nerve damage, go home.
Right, exactly.
I see.
I don't know where else to go. Do you suggest I go to see another doctor, or
Yeah, I think that I would like you to see a podiatrist, a foot doctor, because you may have something abnormal in the foot that has to do with the muscular system, or maybe with the posture of the foot. If it's nerve damage, then the last person we spoke to, we talked about things like vitamin
B12. How much of that, vitamin B12?
It depends. Well, you want to measure it and see what your blood level is. A milligram a day would be reasonable, I think.
Dr. Podell is probably, because of just the way he is, he's conservative. 5,000 micrograms a day of B12 would probably be a place to start.
5,000 units once a day?
5,000 micrograms.
Yeah.
Or 5 milligrams.
5 milligrams is 5,000 micrograms. Usually, it's available.
Yeah, but I think the important thing is, which are you missing? So lipoic acid, you might look at something like, say, 600 milligrams twice a day. Some fish oil, but I don't want to give you doses on all these things. There's a wide range of where the doses could be.
The other thing to look at, why don't you see an acupuncturist? You have nerve pain, and that's, they might be able to point you somewhere or help you entirely.
Oh, you think that's a good idea?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I was thinking that, but the doctor seems to, he doesn't believe in acupuncture, but, I mean, that's only one guy, you know what I mean?
Well, was he able to help you?
No.
So, what do you have to lose?
I agree with you. But what else, what do you say to the doctor? You know what I mean?
What do you say to the doctor? Thank you very much. Goodbye.
The doctor would not mind your going out and, say, working with an acupuncturist.
Yeah.
And if it works, he may get upset. But if it doesn't work, it won't bother him at all.
Exactly. What about vitamin D1? Is that helpful in any way?
B1, B as in boy?
Yeah, thiamine.
D1.
No, there is no D1.
Oh, okay, B1.
All right, well, B1 is helpful if you're deficient in it, which they can measure.
Uh-huh.
It's not a bad thing to take in any case, like 100 milligrams a day. But see, all these things are most useful if that's what you're missing. Okay.
Well, evidently, they say it's nerve damage, and they don't seem to come up with anything like telling me to take this or that or whatever. You know what I mean?
Then you need to go somewhere else.
Okay, yeah. Well, then I'll try maybe, as you say, maybe acupuncture.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay, fine. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Olga. Next, we have Charles from Demarest, New Jersey.
Thanks for taking my call.
I have peripheral neuropathy, which I just heard was discussed, but I also have stenosis of the spine. And I'm wondering if there are any supplements that might help both of those conditions.
Well, the peripheral neuropathy we just went through twice.
Yes, I made notes on that.
As far as stenosis, that's a tough one.
No, I don't think we have any nutritional treatments for that.
However,
Correct.
None at all. Oh.
In other words, if the bone is impinging on the nerves, we can't change that. On the other hand, many times people are given a diagnosis of stenosis, and they may well have stenosis, but that what's making it worse from day to day may have much to do with both posture and muscle spasms, and that physical therapists can be fairly good at working that part out.
I see.
In other words, you don't necessarily have to change the stenosis in order to improve the stresses and strains down there.
The only suggestion I would make would be an anti-inflammatory. Does anything help the pain of the stenosis?
Not so far, no.
Do you take a painkiller? Does that help? Do you take Advil?
Yes, I've tried that.
Does that help?
Not very well.
Okay. All righty. Then I don't have a suggestion
for
you.
Yeah, but physical therapy could be very helpful. Have your doctor prescribe that for you.
Prescribe what? I'm sorry?
Physical therapy.
Oh, physical therapy.
It's covered by Medicare, and it's worth doing it for a couple of weeks and seeing if that makes a difference.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thanks so much for the call, Charles.
I appreciate the information.
All righty. And next we have Victoria from Montclair, New Jersey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I would like to thank you. I called you a while back. My husband had shingles. And you suggested two ointments, or one was an oil to put on the shingles themselves, and the other was for pain.
Right.
And whatever, it worked beautifully. I want to thank you so very, very much.
You're so
you really
very well.
Helped him.
You're very well.
Okay. I have two questions. First is this. I'm on calcium with D, okay,
mm-hmm.
And I take two a day. And in each tablet, there's 125 IUs of D.
Right.
I've been taking extra D. My husband said I should take extra D. Can you take one take too much D?
D?
Mm-hmm. Vitamin D.
Possibly you could, but it's unlikely.
Unlikely.
Well, see, remember, we can measure the blood level.
So
how is your blood level?
Well, he said that the normal for D is 43, and mine's between 20 and 100.
What do you mean, between 20 and 100?
Well, they said the normal ratio would be between 20 and 100.
Right.
And mine is 43.
Okay, so that's a...
He said maybe you're taking too much D, the doctor.
That's not too much.
No, that's a healthy level.
Yeah, it's an okay level. It's not deficient. It's not too much.
So I'll be taking like 1,200 2G.
Yeah, or in other words, whatever it is that keeps you at that level is a good amount to be taking.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, what about magnesium?
The old standard pretty much was if you're taking 1,000 milligrams of calcium, for example, you would take 500 magnesium. So somewhere around half that amount.
250. I'm taking 250. So that's good.
That's fine. And if you wanted to take a little more, you could take a little more.
Okay. Another question. Can one take vitamins all together with meals? Should they, or
absolutely.
Should everything should be with meals?
Most everything, absolutely.
Okay. What about coenzyme 10?
That definitely should be with meal.
Particularly dinner is good because you want to have fat in your stomach at the time because that improves the absorption.
Okay, so you can take the CoQ10 with a meal, preferably a meal that has some fat in it.
I take it with cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese is good, as long as it's not low fat cottage cheese. All right, Victoria,
take it with your fish oil.
Okay, thanks for that call, Victoria. Okay, and now we're going to pause for a short message from Wilner Chemists about Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program?
Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, well, it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending the time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it, found it informative. We have just come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue or 253 Broadway, or the Atlanta store down in Buckhead. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. And please stay tuned, because at 4 o'clock you can listen to Dr. Fred Vanini and The Heart Show. See you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.